With a look at Montana news, I'm Steve Jess. Backers of Medicaid expansion celebrated in Helena today as Governor Steve Bullock signed a bill extending the health coverage to an estimated 45,000 more Montanans. Eric Whitney reports.
Earl Oldperson, chief of the Blackfeet tribe, sang a victory song on the Capitol steps this morning, honoring the governor and lawmakers who passed the Medicaid expansion bill. Inside, the Capitol Rotunda was packed for the signing ceremony and Governor Bullock's speech on the bill known as the HELP Act.
There truly may not be any more important piece of legislation this year than the Montana HELP Act.
The act, sponsored by Great Falls Republican Senator Ed Buttrey, is a compromise that won support from moderate Republicans after a similar bill backed by Democrats was shot down. Unlike the Democrats' bill, Buttrey's requires new Medicaid recipients to pay a small premium for coverage and encourages them to get help finding a job or higher-paying employment. The new law now needs approval from federal Medicaid authorities before it can be enacted. There's no firm timeline for that. Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio News.
Federal investigators have ordered Montana's Chippewa Cree tribe to pay thrice-elected tribal chairman Ken St. Marks over $648,000 for ousting him from office, based on unsubstantiated allegations that he defrauded the tribe. In December, the Interior Department found the tribe violated federal whistleblower laws by ousting St. Marks from office in March 2013. He'd argued he was targeted because he helped with a federal investigation into fraud and corruption on the reservation. Tribal officials could not be reached for comment. After several years and a long, bumpy road to passage, Governor Steve Bullock today signed into law a bill to expand Medicaid eligibility to low-income Montanans. About 45,000 people are expected to take advantage of the law. Bullock signed the measure in the Capitol Rotunda as hundreds of people cheered. The compromise proposal was introduced by Republican Senator Ed Buttrey of Great Falls in March after lawmakers defeated Bullock's plan. The new law would accept federal funds to expand Medicaid eligibility to people with incomes at or below 138% of the federal poverty level. That's about $16,000 a year for one person and $33,000 for a family of four. Montana's U.S. senators want secure rural schools payments distributed in short order, now that President Obama has reauthorized the act. SRS funds compensate rural counties with federal land that have experienced declining timber production. Sanders County Commissioner Carol Brooker says the reauthorization is worth about $1.2 million for local roads and schools.
A third to schools and two-thirds to roads.
The president signed the bill that included reauthorization of SRS last Thursday. It requires those payments to be disbursed within 45 days of enactment. Tester and Daines sent a joint letter to Forest Service Chief Tom Tidwell this week, requesting the money be distributed before that deadline. They say that ensures local services would not be disrupted. Sanders County Commissioner Brooker agrees, but says the original 45-day deadline would be okay, too.
Yeah, the sooner the better, but at this point, we're going to be budgeting that money towards our new budget in July. So we're still working on our old budget.
Over 30 rural Montana counties stand to receive a total of about $21 million in SRS funding. If the reauthorization had not passed, those counties would have received a total of $2 million instead. Republican lawmakers joined Democratic Governor Steve Bullock as he signed Medicaid expansion into law today. Eric Whitney reports from Helena.
The bill the governor signed extends Medicaid coverage to an estimated 45,000 Montanans who previously didn't qualify. But the Great Falls Republican who sponsored the measure, Senator Ed Buttrey, says that's not what it's all about.
This is not Medicaid expansion. We've accomplished so much more in creating a plan that truly focuses on a whole solution for Montanans.
What he means is that the bill offers new Medicaid recipients help finding work and getting new job skills or education in addition to health benefits. That provision helped convince enough Republicans to join all the legislature's Democrats in passing the bill. Montana is now the 29th state plus the District of Columbia to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio News.
Authorities say a hardened man left his fatally injured 6-year-old daughter lying on the floor for 2 hours before seeking medical attention that would have saved her life. Bighorn County prosecutors have charged Clint Vance Hogan with negligent homicide and obstructing justice in the death of Kiki Hogan. His girlfriend, Kirsten Oldbull, has pleaded not guilty to deliberate homicide. Prosecutors say she struck the girl with a fatal blow on March 2nd, and that after Hogan returned home to find the girl unconscious, he waited 2 hours before he and the woman took the girl to Bighorn County Hospital. The girl later died at a hospital in Denver. After several years and a long, bumpy road to passage, Governor Steve Bullock today signed into law a bill to expand Medicaid eligibility to low-income Montanans. About 45,000 people are expected to take advantage of the law. Bullock signed the measure in the Capitol Rotunda as hundreds of people cheered. The compromise proposal was introduced by Republican Senator Ed Buttrey of Great Falls in March after lawmakers defeated Bullock's plan. The new law would accept federal funds to expand Medicaid eligibility to people with incomes at or below 138% of the federal poverty level. That's about $16,000 a year for one person and $33,000 for a family of four. Montana's U.S. senators want secure rural schools payments distributed in short order. Now that President Obama has reauthorized the act, SRS funds compensate rural counties with federal land that have experienced declining timber production. Sanders County Commissioner Carol Brooker says the reauthorization is worth about $1.2 million for local roads and schools.
A third to schools and two-thirds to roads.
The president signed the bill that included reauthorization of SRS last Thursday. It requires those payments to be disbursed within 45 days of enactment. Tester and Daines sent a joint letter to Forest Service Chief Tom Tidwell this week requesting the money be distributed before that deadline. They say that ensures local services would not be disrupted. Sanders County Commissioner Brooker agrees but says the original 45-day deadline would be okay too.
Yeah, the sooner the better, but at this point we're going to be budgeting that money towards our new budget in July. So we're still working on our old budget.
Over 30 rural Montana counties stand to receive a total of about $21 million in SRS funding. If the reauthorization had not passed, those counties would have received a total of $2 million instead. That's a look at Montana News. I'm Steve Jess.